listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from our beautiful spaceship in Sherman Oaks, California space. This is the show, once again, where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got co-host Justin. What's going on, brother?
Hello.
Hey, man. It is such a pleasure to have you in the studio today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks like a lot, always. Man. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. And we have a very special guest as well on the Vibration Station. Give it up for Real Boy. Woo!
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yes.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Nothing, you know. Just really happy to be here. Really excited to hang out with you guys some more. Yeah.
Well, Real Boy, we're excited for you to hang out with us. I'm not going to refer to you as Real Boy for the rest of the show. You have a name.
I do have a name. I do have a name.
What's your name, Austin?
Lucky.
I was born Austin Dennis Jacobson.
There
that
we go.
My name.
In the flesh. He was born Austin Dennis Jacobson. But he is now reborn as the Real Boy.
the Real Boy.
He is the Real Boy. He once told a lie. His news grow. He once told a lie, his news grow.
sure.
And then his nose took him to the electronic music concert, and he was like, wow, I really dig this, and I'm going to stop lying to myself and become a real boy.
That's pretty much what happened, dude. I mean, I don't really need to say anything now. You pretty much nailed it. I have nothing else.
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's what happened.
That's all.
So, Austin, before before you broke into this miraculous flower that has blossomed into one of the leading edge artists of the electronic scene in San Francisco, California. Austin, how did you start out before you were Real Boy, before, you know, this all broke, and before Our House Records and everything? When did you guys start? What was the inspiration behind the electronic music?
Well, let's see. Originally, I was never too into electronic music because I've always been kind of like an inside kind of kid. I never imagined myself going out to a bar or a club and dancing and being outward and all that. So
right,
I was never really into it until, I heard a few artists. Like, I was really into Infected Mushroom for a really long time.
Mm.
And then my friend Daniel started DJing and showed me all this music that I just loved. And we decided to start Real Boy together. And we went to a concert. You know, I saw Soul Wax live. I think it was like 2007.
That's cool.
And yeah, they're still doing their Night Versions tour, and they just blew my mind. And I realized at that moment, like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. I want to get to where they are.
That's
and,
great.
Yeah, you know, I've just been working at it since.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah. How long has it been now?
It's well, that show was in 2007.
Okay.
But my I guess Real Boy kind of started late 2007, early 2008, and okay. So it's been like 4 years, maybe a little bit more.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been crazy.
That's wonderful, man. Just to give the listeners a little bit of an overview, Real Boy started out in Woodland Hills, California. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And from there, they then were picked up by a record label.
Well, we kind of started our own record label.
There you go. You know? Right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's me and a couple of friends. We all just kind of got the money together, and we had all these ideas, and we started throwing shows and, you know, sponsoring music and help you know, promote for other shows and all that. And just through the whole record label thing, it's I feel like it's gotten us a lot of spotlight. You know, it's been right. really good for us because you know, not only does it bring attention to our name, but it we can help bring attention to other people's names. Then, you know, they return the favor, and it just helps
exactly.
so much.
Exactly. Totally, man. And I think part of the reason why, you know, we're having you come on the show today, Austin, and talk about us, or talk about your experiences with, talk about us, Austin. You just want to talk about us for 50 minutes, I know.
All I want.
Is because, man, do you know how many, I know I don't, but we can imagine how many individuals out there, let them be, you know, 14-year-old kids, 15-year-old kids, 30-year-old men, 30-year-old women, like, that are listening to us right now. And they're, you know, they, if they're musicians, if they're an artist, one way or another, there's always a breaking point. And every single person on this planet, I believe, has the potential to meet their breaking point. What I mean by that is, for all you independent artists out there, wouldn't you just love to say, like, yes, I started my own label, you know, and we're getting positive feedback and some spotlight and exposure and blah blah blah, right? So what this whole kind of experience and this the whole thing is about is just understanding that it's much more obtainable than you think, right? Would you agree?
I think it's more idealized, but right. I don't think it's always obtainable. I think it's tough, certainly.
It's absolutely tough.
To be like self-sustaining, but certainly a goal that people should strive for.
Totally.
If they want to make it in the industry, I think being self-sufficient, starting your own, you know, eventually your own distribution is key, I think.
Right. Right.
It's tough though.
It is tough. It is absolutely tough. And
not for this faint of heart.
Not for this faint of heart. What white horse, Austin? What white horse did you ride in on?
He's special. My computer is special.
My Macintosh. So, Austin, let's get back to the point here. You guys started your own thing. You're a group of, you know, best friends, all originated out of Woodland Hills, California. Oh, let's move to San Francisco. We love this music. Rah, rah. Let's do it. Let's start playing it. Let's start producing it. Let's get people to back us, get us some shows, right? And then all of a sudden, bam, you're driving down the street and you see a big Real Boy sticker on a stop sign. You're like, that's pretty dope. I know that's happened.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. And that's the kind of shit that I'm talking about, guys. Oh, it's all good. It's all about positivity, a good vibe, a good sound, and that's exactly what Real Boy has. Also, you guys are going to want to check out Our House Records, which is the record label in which Real Boy and Night People is under. You guys can also check them out at ourhouserecords.com. They also have a Facebook page you definitely want to check out. Like the page and follow them on Twitter. Our favorite. Listen, guys, this is just to give you a nice little taste. This is Crawl by the one and only Real Boy. Check it out.
That was Crawl.
No, that was great.
Thank you, David.
It was making me crawl. I'll tell you that much. Oh, that's true. Hey, guys, that was, once again, Crawl by the one and only Real Boy. We got him in the studio with us today. If you're just tuning in,
hello.
You can call us live in the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email us live on the air, talk to Austin, a.k.a. Real Boy himself. If he has enough time, maybe he'll write you back. You can get me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you're just tuned in with us, we just listened to Crawl.
Crawl, yes.
By Real Boy. So, Austin, please expand our knowledge about this EP.
Okay,
that,
so
you're going to be releasing.
Crawl is the first track on this EP, and Crawl is like the whole EP is called Crawl, Walk, Run.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like a concept from the beginning. When you see the names of the EP and the names of the songs, you know, you kind of wonder what the progression is like.
Mm.
And there are two progressions in the EP. At first, you know, Crawl is at 109 BPM. It's kind of slow. You kind of heard the tempo. It's
right.
And then Walk gets faster, and Run gets, again, faster. So each one is progressively faster than the last one.
That's cool.
But at the same time, it's also a progression of going from electronic to organic.
Right.
So Crawl, to begin with, is very, like, deep, dark. You know, it's very synthetic sounding. There's a lot of processing, like, a lot of, like, digital and analog processing that you can hear going on.
Okay.
But then once we get to Walk, you'll get more live guitar sounds, more live sounding percussion, like real sounding instruments, and it gets a little bit more closer to that organic sound of like it sounds like it could be a band possibly.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then
right.
And then once you get to Run, we've got real guitar in there, real percussion, real bass. We've got vocals on that track, and it's just much more organic and bright and just ready to go, and it's much faster than the other two.
Right.
And so the whole concept is actually two concepts that run parallel together, and that was the first track you just heard, Crawl. So that's the slow electronic one.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I guess we'll hear Walk and Run later in the show. But,
absolutely. Oh, yeah. You definitely won't you definitely won't be skipping out on those. I'll tell you that. So the feel that I'm seeing is like you kind of obviously you have a level of progression here. Something else that I dig about this is I'm excited to hear the next two tracks. Let me tell you, because Crawl, right? You guys, once again, if you're just tuning in, we'll do a little. This is what it sounds like. You're crawling. I'm like a baby, I'm like a baby, yeah, I'm like a baby with a soft bottom, I'm like a baby trying to crawl, like a baby trying to crawl, just, alright, yeah, well, my part, obviously, is the best aspect of the song, but
yeah,
besides,
I don't know why I didn't get you on the mic together.
I don't know why, man, I just had to fill myself in, but, as you can tell, definitely from the, you get that feel. You're like, and then this is the beginning of the song. Let's move in a little bit. Let's go down here and see what happens. It's a little deeper.
Now you're back in the breakdown now.
Right. Okay. So. Okay. Yeah. Stop. Right. And you think you can like imagine that, right? If you have an EP with Crawl, Walk, Run, this is you crawling. Oh, you're kind of getting a little confidence in your crawl. You know what I mean? Like you ain't got no poop in your diaper. You know, that's a clean
like
ass.
It's like a seductive crawl.
Yeah.
Imagine. Like a girl is on a bed, kind of crawling toward you slowly. It's like makeup all over her face, just like seducing you. Just,
yes.
She's like half dead, like a zombie, kind of. I don't know.
Wow. That sounds a little like Crawl and Welcome to Hell all in one.
Well, at first what I was imagining is people crawling out of their graves, you know, just kind of slowly decapitated,
right,
trying to get out of the dirt.
Totally. No, I feel you. Well, my impression, my first impression of the EP is it's kind of like there's a revolution with each song. Because it, like, in a lifetime, you know, you're a baby, you learn how to crawl, and then you learn how to walk, and then you learn how to run. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, crawl, walk, run. But I'm thinking that there's, like, I'm digging the linearity. Is that what I'm trying to, do you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm digging how there's a concept behind it. You know, how there's like the crawling and then the walking
and then the running.
And the running.
Did not see that one coming.
Where's the sprinting, Austin? Where's
it? Yeah, maybe I'll put sprint
in the next one.
Is sprinting, is that like sandstorm, like
yeah, that's gonna be the next EP. It's gonna be all sandstorm, just three times.
Yes, sandstorm. I'm stoked. That's gonna be great. Yeah,
he's
well,
actually playing in San Francisco soon. I thought he was out of the game. I guess he's still rocking it.
Is he really? Yeah, who? Dude. What's the artist's name that does sandstorm?
Darude.
Yeah.
Darude. Darude. You guys can check him out in San Francisco.
playing sandstorm. Six times in a row.
Yeah.
Opening and closing. Funny.
Ah, dude, Sandstorm, that just reminds me of, like, every sweet 16 in, like, sophomore year of high school. Everyone's like, Sandstorm! And then, like, they're like, tick-a-tick-a-tick! And then the light, yeah, and then, of course, you know, everybody has, like, the little fake strobe lights. And then you have, like, that one kid that's, like, in the corner, like, flipping the switch on and off. And like... Wow.
Dude, I mean, 2 years ago for, two or 3 years ago for April Fool's, Fake Blood actually, we got a caller coming
We
up?
Do have a caller, but go on, Fake Blood, what was that?
Oh, I was just saying that Fake Blood actually did a joke. He said that he remixed that song Sandstorm, but it never happened. It was a whole thing. I thought it was hilarious.
That's funny. Hey guys, we got a caller on the air. You are live on the air with the Dave's Vibration Station crew. We got Real Boy in the studio with us. Who are we talking to?
Hi, I'm just calling. I've been a fan of Real Boy for a while now. I just want to say hi, Austin. It's Matthew Lewis, and I miss you.
Dude, wait, who is this? Who am I talking to here? Is this...
Who is this again?
Just a fan.
Dude.
Oh, no, I know this. This is Matthew Lewis. That's what he said. Hey, Matt, well, thank you so much for calling, man. I really do appreciate it.
No problem.
I really appreciate it, man.
It sounds like things are going well, and that makes me smile.
Yeah, actually, I'm happy you're calling right now because I've been wanting to call you because I just know your voice is so angelic. You need to get on a tracksuit, dude.
Like, it's true.
You need to hook it up.
This is true.
I don't know if I have your number, but we got to kick it, man.
That's funny.
Hibbler's our middleman.
Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful. Wow. Well, we're just making connections and all these sorts of wonderful vibrations from all aspects of the studio today. Oh, I think we just set up a play date, guys. No, but Matthew, thank you very much for calling, man. I appreciate it. And I am going to second Austin's comment of you having the most angelic voice I think I've ever heard come out of a human being's vocal cords. It is beautiful. Beautiful.
If you ever want, just call me and I'll hum.
Dude, I'm done. I'm just going to call you every night before I go to bed. I'm just going to be like,
yes.
Maddie, can you just, you know, just sing me a little lullaby,
just
please?
Just do a little hum, Matt. Just do a little hum, Matt.
In a more appropriate time.
What a funny guy. Well, Matt, I really appreciate you, man. We send you unconditional love and appreciation, and we send you insane amounts of it too. Yeah, good vibrations with the love and a lot of it.
Same.
Thanks,
I'll
Matt.
See you around.
All right. Thank you, brother. Yes. Good to hear from you, Matty.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, man.
Later, man.
Well, it is always a pleasure to have our fellow friends and listeners calling in to just say a nice word. It's always good to know that you're liked, Austin, isn't it? So one thing that I just wanted to transition into really quickly is, you know, not everybody on the planet gets to experience that feeling of going up on stage, dropping some of your original music, and having people react in a very positive way through their expressive form of dance.
Indeed.
So, Austin, what is that feeling? You explain it to us, right? So, you have a show. There's like 10,000 people. And they are all waiting to hear Real Boy. You hear, Real Boy, Real Boy, Real Boy. From 10,000 vocal cords. Yes. And then you come out. It's only girls, right? And you get, I mean,
that are all naked.
I'm sure it must suck when you get on stage because, like, you probably trip over all the bras and panties. I mean,
more wires than anything, but you know.
So, Austin, what's the feeling like, man? Tell everybody that wants to experience that. Give them a taste of what they've always wanted.
well, for me, it's always been interesting because I've always been kind of afraid of being on a stage. Like, I've always had this terrible stutter, and it's hard for me to, like, talk and just be in front of people, and I just freeze up, and it's terrible.
That's funny. That's ironic.
But being on stage in a musical sense, for me, has kind of changed all that, and it's kind of really opened my eyes to how fun it can be. You know,
yeah.
Just getting up there, and once you've done it a few times, and, like, you're comfortable and you're confident, it's the most fun you can ever have. You know, when you play one
Absolutely.
Of your own
Absolutely.
Tracks up there that you're working on for like 6 months just to make perfect, and then you put it out there and people are waiting for it and it drops, and like you just feel it on the speakers, you feel it in your feet, you just did everything right. You know, there's a nice reverb tail over it from the last track or whatever, and just seeing people go like, damn, what is this? It's like there's
off.
Not a really a feeling comparable, you know, because it's a lot of hard work that you put into writing the music, and
right.
when you play it only takes like 2 minutes before you're on to the next song.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right, exactly.
And, so if like all that hard work and like effort, if like putting that all into 2 minutes in front of a bunch of people is such an experience.
Right.
Like you just kind of like look at yourself and you look at everybody else, and I mean, for all of these times, I'm sober. You know, I don't play drunk or on anything. You
right.
know? So
it's That's
just
good.
Like a really clean, amazing feeling, and it's almost like a spiritual experience.
Oh, you know? Totally.
Like,
oh, totally.
Yeah.
As you guys know, at the Vibration Station, we're all about digging in the spiritual experiences and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
And Austin, I have to agree with you. It absolutely is a spiritual experience. I feel like when you just get into your element and are fully in your highest excitement and expressing your true full self, that is when the true you comes out. We actually have a caller on the air. We are going to take this. You are on the Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Kevin, and I'm on the radio.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for calling on the radio. It's such a pleasure to have such a phenomenal voice to hear on such a phenomenal
thank you.
Station. What can I say? It's you're just in the right place, man. How can we talk to you today? What's up, man?
I had a question for Mr. Real Boy.
Mr. Real Boy.
My question was, how long does it take for you to compose the whole song, like, on average? Because I know you just came out with a couple new tracks, and I do have your first album.
Oh.
I was just wondering how long each track takes to compose and to make.
You know, man, that changes a lot. There are tracks like Gregorian that I wrote in a day, and then there are other tracks that have taken me, like, 7-8 months to a year.
Wow.
You know, like, it really is all over the place. And how I start a track, how I finish a track, how I work on a track, like, everything is always changing. And I never want it to be otherwise, you know, because if it's not changing, I'm not really finding anything new. I don't want to become stale. I just need to do what I think is cool at the time. And sometimes that works in 7 hours to get something done. Sometimes it takes 6 months. But, regardless, it's just about how clean the product sounds in the end, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, that's changing nonstop. And thank you for having that music. That rocks for me. I love hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah, every time there's people over and stuff, we play some Real Boy. We throw that in the playlist and stuff like that.
Woo! Right, oh, yeah. Cool. Well, we obviously have a really cool cat on the air with us right now that I'm going to be sending unconditional love to you right now. You just got it. And some unconditional appreciation, bam, to your brain. You have it. We love you. You're the best, Kevin. Thank you so much for calling in on the Vibration Station. And always know that when you go to sleep every night that we are thinking of you.
We're watching you.
Specifically you.
We're watching you.
Thank you. Is that weird that I'm half chub right now? Is that weird?
No, it's not weird, man.
Okay.
That's
all right. Well, I'm gonna leave on that note. That's so thanks for having me on the air.
Oh, thanks for coming, man. We love you, buddy. Thank you for calling, Kevin. You're the man. We appreciate you, man. Love you, buddy. Bye. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You know what? Today is just a great show. We just have so many supporters, so many wonderful people that are willing to speak their voice on the air. You know whose fault it is? It's Justin's. It's just Justin's fault. Because he's so damn attractive.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Can't you guys see me?
Yeah,
all the listeners.
The listeners can see you. That's a given, Justin.
If you can imagine like a Brad Pitt mixed with Johnny Depp.
With a hint of God, then it's pretty close. Not quite, but
my bad day.
That's pretty damn close. Listen, Austin, I really appreciate you not finishing telling us how the feeling is of being on stage.
Oh, you appreciate that?
I'm just kidding. We were rudely interrupted by Kevin, the caller. I'm just kidding, guys. Once again, if you are just tuning in with us, we're having a good time in the studio. We're just talking bullshit and, kicking back and throwing around just some vocabulary between the three of us back and forth. If you like to listen, that's awesome. If you don't, you can go screw yourself. I'm just kidding. Once again, if you are just tuning in, please call in live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. We've had a few callers on the air to talk to the one and only Real Boy. You can do that as well. If you want to email me on the Vibration Station, you can do so. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Austin, go on. So, you're on stage. Everybody wants to know what that's like. Listeners. We've all been to that show. We've all been to a concert. Maybe, it was in the 60s and it was the Grateful Dead and you don't really remember it. Or maybe it was, just last week when you saw the Tom Petty concert down at the Hollywood Bowl. Maybe, or not the Tom Petty. It was, who was it? Not Tom Petty.
On the other hand,
Neil Young. It was Neil Young. That's how I remember. Regardless of what concert you've been to, you've been to one. And what we are now experiencing is the other side, the other half of that concert experience. Of course, you go in there, you pay $20, here's your ticket, great, you go, you dance, music, good time, you go home. Well, what about the guy that's on stage? That's who we're in the studio with right now. He's going to give us a little bit of an explanation of how does that feel. Are you nervous? So there's as we were saying, there's 10,000 people in the crowd. This happens very, very often for our guest. We got Real Boy in the studio. He has thousands and thousands and thousands of people always, always attending his shows, constantly screaming his name, throwing up stickers on stop signs in the SF area. What does that feel like for you, man? How do you feel when you're about to get on stage? You hear everybody going, "Real Boy."
Oh, dude, I'm nervous as many things. I'm very nervous at that point, And it's kind of hard when you go up and there's a big crowd and they're expecting something, But it's almost like the feeling of like successful goodness during the show or like right after the show, where I was like, man, that was awesome. I played all these tracks that I made, you know, all these hours of work have come to fruition.
Right.
It's like that feeling is usually the equivalent opposite of how nervous I am beforehand.
Right. Okay.
So it's like yeah.
Cool.
I'll be kind of stressing, you know. I'll be like, wow, what if this goes wrong? What if people don't like my music? What if people don't think I look cool on stage?
Yeah, all these things. Like, of course, dude, there's like all these aspects that come with that. Please go on.
So then, I mean, when everything finally like pulls through and it's like mid-track right now of like one of my things and everybody's loving it, everybody's going crazy, you know, it's a time like that, it's really... I really don't know if there's anything else in my life that really compares to it. I would imagine it would be like nailing in the last, like if you're building a house from scratch, from the bottom up, mm-hmm. and like the last nail you put in after everything is done, how good that last nail must feel is better than any other nail you put in the house. It was the last nail.
Yeah, totally.
And playing out that track that I've worked all these hours on, and like I'm wondering if people will like it, and I'm wondering if it'll sound good on the system, you know, I'm wondering if it'll mix well with other stuff. Having everything go well is like having that last nail go through.
Yes.
It's like,
all right,
this is good.
Yes. That's so good.
I don't know if there's much else you can compare it to. It's like it's like a wholeness, you know. Right. Once everything goes well, it's like you just feel complete. You're like, yes. Which is kind of scary, because if anything goes wrong, you know, I just feel the worst.
Right.
The complete opposite. Empty shell. I don't feel like I'm human. Like, it's terrible.
So you've had that experience where something hasn't gone your way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll have, like, all this equipment in front of me, and all of a sudden it'll, like, all fail. And
you're kidding.
I've had it before where I was playing an Ableton set.
Okay.
And the whole project crashed. And then upon rebooting, the project wouldn't open up. So I had to start a new project and make, like, I had to make my new Ableton set and reprogram everything that I had while I was using it. So I would, like, plug in all my machines. And
while you're performing, while there's, like, thousands of people out there listening to Real Boy, you're like, wait, let me get my set. Like,
and, I mean, it ended up working out. It's just such a stressful situation, you know?
Wow.
But
that's intense, man. That's super intense.
Yeah, it's rough. Wow. But you know, you make do with what you got, and just don't say anything about it. People won't notice, and they'll just assume you're doing a great job. Because I look busy as hell on stage.
Yeah.
At that point, so I must be doing something right.
Yeah, no, that's funny. Yeah, and that's always been like an old, you know, thing is like, if you make a mistake, you know, just act like it was part of the project.
Do it again.
You know, do it again. That's funny. Oh, well, Justin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, don't you have a name for him?
Yes.
Like yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, doesn't he have a name?
Yes, master.
No. No. Oh God. Well, every point during the Vibration Station show, what happens is because we're in space.
Right now.
What we get these like gravity condensers, quank 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 quank. Quink. And that's exactly what it sounds like, actually. Whoa! Sorry, I was starting to float away from the microphone. I had to grab the little shuttle thing in front of me. Oh, grabbing. So what happens is the pressure changes, so Justin's vocal cords actually, like, they condense because of the gravitational pull.
They tighten.
And they get pretty high.
They get
into it. Pretty high. That's what, dude. We gotta adjust the gravity. Beep beep beep.
Oh, there you go.
Gravity's back on.
Thanks.
Whoa, good thing, guys. Well, we are back in the studio. If you're just tuning in with us, we just lost gravity. Thankfully, we have our turbulence back. So there it is. That's the gravity's back. So
Not a bottle of water.
Definitely not. If you guys are just tuning in with us, don't worry. We are on the ground successfully. We have our feet on the ground. Gravity is in action. You are tuned in to a higher vibration than you usually vibrate at when you are going on through your daily life, because while you're listening to the vibration station, you are blessed. It's actually like a constant blessing where when you're listening to us speak into your head, you're feeling great. You're feeling love, you're feeling laughter, you're feeling happier and happier, or more annoyed and more annoyed with every word that we say. So you can call us, let us know. You love us, you hate us. We don't care one way or another because we love you. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. What we're going to do, guys, is we are going to take a walk by Real Boy. Check this out.
That was a wash.
That is
second track of the EP.
That is really phenomenal.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. I wrote Walk as the first track of the EP, not in like chronologically. It was the first track I wrote, and I wrote it with my friend Alton, who's in Night People. He was doing all the guitar work. He just sat down for like 15 minutes, laid down some guitar lines, and I made a song out of it. And it came to that, and I was like, well, okay, this Walk track, and this is one of those tracks that I made in literally like 2 days, maybe. And it was just done.
You made Walk in 2 days?
Yeah, I mean,
that's really great.
Since then, I've redone all of the percussion, I've redone all the synths, all the guitar amps, but then I looked back and I liked it so much more.
Yeah.
Like 2 days after I wrote it, so yeah. I scrapped, after like 3 months of working on it, I scrapped everything and I just went back to the original. And it's just, and I was kind of afraid because I was like, man, Walk is so good. How am I going to write Crawl and Run to be as good as Walk? And I turned out liking Crawl and Run a lot better than Walk.
Really?
So I'm pretty
That's
happy.
That's funny. Yeah,
it's good.
That's funny how that turns out. That's interesting.
But yeah, I still, you know, really love Walk. But playing that live, people just have, you know, it's not normal to have a song sound like that in a club. You know, it's like a big rock, like stadium feel, but then it's super electronic and like big kick drum, clubby, big
totally.
Like, snappy snare and stuff. You know?
I feel you, dude.
With like, I don't know, that it's like a funk rock electronic fusion. I love it.
Right. I feel you. You know what, man? Because of our lack of time left in the show, I do want to complete your EP. So I'm just going to jump right into Run.
Okay, cool. Okay? Cool.
So this is, once again, you've heard Crawl, you've heard Walk, and here we go, Run. Once again, Real Boy, one and only. This is the last song on their new EP.
Crawl, Walk, Run EP by Real Boy. Coming out soon. Don't have a date yet, but you just wait.
You just wait. Definitely just
coming
wait.
At you. Feel it.
You can feel this. Yeah, I know I can.
My friend Jeffrey Heller, by the way, is on vocals for this.
Yes. Check it out, guys.
Who's gonna stop me? I said, who's gonna stop me? You're gonna stop me.
Yeah.
So that is Run, the third track of the EP. Whoa, we just got Right Channel now. Okay, there we go. So that was Run of the Crawl Walk Run EP. It's got vocals, guitar, bass, synths, all this crazy stuff going on. I love that track.
Oh, so man, good. It is absolutely amazing. I love all the tracks. I love the new EP. Real Boy is absolutely one of our favorite artists. it's true. It's very true. You guys are definitely going to want to check Real Boy out on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. You can check it all out. You also want to check out Our House Records, ourhouserecords.com. You can also check out Night People.
Check out Night People.
Definitely.
Night People, like, I think I'm, like, all right at making music. It takes me a while. You know, I'm just patient, really, is my end game, my thing that makes me good. I'm really patient with myself. But Night People, those guys are more talented than, like, anybody I know. If you like music, you appreciate talent, yes, and, like, good stuff, check out Night People.
They're amazing.
So good.
They're amazing.
So
good. Listen, guys, I want to thank you so very much for having such a wonderful episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. As you know, this is the station where we raise your vibration, constantly sending you unconditional love, light, laughter, joy, and everything in between. Once again, this is WMDT. Check him out. Native. You can check him out on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Facebook. Check it all out, guys. I am your host, Davey Crockett, on Dave's Good Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio. We love you. See you next Sunday. Peace.